This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Into the 3 o'clock hour, we roll. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Daily Gambit coming up here quickly. We are not going to dance around today.
Scraby's not allowing any.
We're going to get right
foo-foo stuff.
We're going to get right to it.
That's not what I said.
You're running a very tight ship today.
You said that we would do the talking after.
Yes.
So that's all I was saying, brother.
He was the one who said we can't talk.
You can't react
stuff
to all the hecklers, man. You just can't. You can't take debate all the time.
Did one person tell you in the last 24 hours that the guys are going over their time limit per segment?
No, I think these are the things I think about before I go to bed.
And then you come back to us with, a lot of people are telling me that you guys are going over the time. And we ask you, how many people is that? And you go, one.
That's not true.
It's always one.
Chris is as bad a storyteller as I am.
You react to every note that you get. If you want to change the direction of the show
that's not true.
Just send Scraby a note and say, you guys got to do more of this.
Let me tell you,
he'll put it in.
Let me tell you, you guys in the chat have far more influence than you think.
Well, the chat said we shouldn't talk Lakers basketball at all this year. So
they're out of luck on that one.
You didn't hear me say anything about that.
Because you knew that's a losing battle for you.
That's going to happen.
All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit
now. Yeah, we're doing it again.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. First bet that we made yesterday would be Sam Houston State and Florida International University Conference U.S. action last night. Maybe one of the most boring Conference U.S. action games
ever. Glad none
of
us watched it.
I know. Chris went FIU. Tony and I went Sam Houston State. Sam Houston State won 10-7, so we didn't even cover the spread.
Scoreless first half.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's what they wanted.
That would have been a tough watch right there, it sounds like.
Next one was UTEP and La Tech, or Louisiana Tech, over under 49 total points. In this one, Chris and Tony went under. I went over. Another low-scoring college football game on a Tuesday night. 14-10 Louisiana Tech won.
Wow.
So
right.
25 points below.
Good stuff last night for those two games.
Now, on the other hand, the Celtics scored a ton of points. They were 6-point favorites in the game. Chris and Tony took the Knicks. I chose the Celts. And the Celts won by, let's see if I can do this in my head, 23 points, 132-109.
Did everybody see they got the record, 29 three-pointers? They got it with 8.5 minutes left in the game. They had all that time to make one more three-pointer and break the record.
Yeah.
And they missed their last 13 tries trying to break the record, and so they didn't break the record. They just tied it.
Is that the basketball gods telling them they're shooting too many threes?
It was kind of strange.
It's a reminder of what can happen.
Right? Ah. It's not that easy to make them. They just make it look easier. When they had 29, they were 29 for 48 at that point. So that was over 60% they were hitting threes. That's unconscious.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy.
That is unconscious. I mean, that's
I don't care who you are.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And you could stand there unguarded, right, all day and not be able to hit 60%.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. Someone on the chat yesterday was very upset that you said they were ruining basketball.
Well, I'll say it again. That's I think they're ruining basketball. Yeah. I don't like it.
Okay.
They shoot too many threes. And if you watch the game last night,
I'll tell you, I got a great. You know, it's kind of. We talked about this. It's a little bit like the home run. Like, remember, baseball was flooded with everybody going deep. It's not as cool. Like, I mean, it's fun when it comes in a moment, but if everybody is just hitting homers, like, all the time.
Like, I think they've taken away a lot of the fluidity of the game.
For sure.
And all strategy. Five players
and by the
in
way,
motion.
Everybody's not a good shooter. And now everybody, you know, this is the Steph Curry effect. This is coming past half court. We're launching.
I'm Get pulling one.
Yeah. Then they can make them, too.
Caitlin Clark effect.
And Sabrina Ionescu.
It's
hard to argue. I mean, the Celtics won the title, so, you know, they did what they needed to do. But I don't think it's great for
Celtics.
Basketball.
Yeah, that was a pretty weak
Just like I don't think who. Look, if the Dodgers win the World Series, I'll still say I don't think it's good for baseball. You know, the bullpen game. But it may help them win a World Series.
Well, they're going
to
punt.
So they're doing what they need to do. I just don't think it's great for the game.
Well, the Dodgers are going to punt on two games during the World Series.
They just haven't decided which ones yet.
And Dave Roberts is going to show incredible restraint.
Ken Rosenthal will tell us during the series.
His incredible struggle to lose a game.
Yeah.
Next bet, Minnesota and the Lakers over under 22.5 points. Chris went over. Tony and I went under. Tony and I were correct, 110-103.
Tony was right because Julius Randle just looked lost out there with that
Thank
new
you,
team.
AD.
They said maybe 100 times on the broadcast about how Minnesota wasn't trying. they were like, their effort is just terrible.
Yeah, no, Stan Van Gundy said that a couple times.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was not happy.
He was like, this is inexcusable.
He was not happy with their defensive effort. Huh. He said, this is not the, he kept saying, this is not the Minnesota Timberwolves team we saw in the conference finals, right? Yeah.
No. more points. Jalen Brunson or Jason Tatum.
Ugh.
You guys went with Brunson. I went with Tatum. Tatum had 37.
This
Brunson
is why you can't
22.
Be a hater when you're gambling.
Yeah,
my
right.
whole list is me being a hater.
We picked against him because we don't like that. He had 8 of 11 threes. He shot 72% from the arc.
Who had more points, Ant-Man or Anthony Davis?
This is where it cost me to be a hater.
I know. No, it cost me too. I went Ant-Man. Tony went AD. AD had 36.
That's the moral
Ant-Man
of the story.
27.
Don't be a hater.
Now, LeBron James
Scraby's
over under.
Never listened to that
I'm winning all my
message.
Bets here except for that one. Over under 39.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. Chris and Tony went over. I went under. He had 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists.
It was
so
kind of a pedestrian night.
It was a very pedestrian
for
day.
Him. I mean, the Lakers
and
won
they,
despite.
And they still won.
Yeah, they won despite him not putting up big numbers, and they couldn't make a 3-point shot. So that I think that bodes well for the Lakers moving forward. All right, here are the current standings. Tony's bringing up the rear this week, 4-9. I fell to 6-7. Scraby's on top, 7-6. So we head into tonight's action.
Tony and I have like a little blind spot on the cameras where we keep giving each other one-finger salutes when we're angry.
They can't get to me.
Yeah, yeah.
They tried to follow me, too, but it never quite got there.
Nope.
Really? You mean like you do this
there's
and
like
then
a
it
Bermuda
doesn't
triangle.
Show up on the camera?
Yeah, there's a Bermuda Triangle like right here.
But if I do it to you, will it pick me up?
Probably.
Yeah.
How about if I'm like right about here?
No, you're not on camera. You're good. That's your Bermuda Triangle.
All right, we got more college football tonight, and this is an interesting one. Undefeated Liberty plays at winless Kennesaw State.
Oh.
As you Kennesaw. Might imagine, Liberty is a big favorite by 27 points in this one.
Can I say something I just realized?
Hmm.
If we tell people to gamble responsibly, we shouldn't make bets on Liberty.
Well, this is
Kennesaw
all we got.
We're
not making bets. We're just picking the game.
Picking the game, baby.
Just picking the game. There's no money exchanging hands here.
You're right. So 27 points.
27 for Liberty. Tony, they cover on the road against the winless Owls of Kennesaw State?
They do.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
All right.
What are the Liberty?
Liberty Flames.
Well, a flame will kill an owl, so I'll go with Liberty.
Liberty.
That's your logic?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll take Liberty also. Sweep. All right, this one I put in because this is an astonishing number for over-under. Middle Tennessee tonight plays Jacksonville State. For these two teams, 63.5. Most upper over-unders are in the 40s,
yeah,
maybe the low 50s.
Incredible number.
This is 63.5, Scraby.
Oh, great.
Leans a final score of 34-31.
Don't do any research. Oh, I guess you're supposed to gamble
responsibly.
So do some research.
Middle Tennessee.
Jacksonville State, 63.5. That's 9 touchdowns plus a half a point.
I don't know. Middle Tennessee just 8 days ago beat. Wait, they're playing again? Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Middle Tennessee and Jack. Never mind. Kennesaw State was the previous bet. Middle Tennessee beat Kennesaw State.
This is some great research you're doing right now.
Middle Tennessee beat Kennesaw State 14-5 8 days ago. So I'm going to say this goes under.
Under?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Middle Tennessee can't score more than 14 on Kennesaw.
Pretty good research, Scraby. I'll go with you. Under.
Okay.
Tony, 63.5 points.
I'm going to say that it must have been raining or something crazy.
Okay,
that day.
So you're going to
go over.
Oh,
they're not putting this number out there just for like no reason.
No, they would never put a number like that high.
It was not
going to come close. All right, NBA tonight. The Bulls make their debut in New Orleans. I got to tell you, saw the preview on ESPN today. Bulls over under for wins 28.5, which is awful. And the guy who was writing it said, pick under. Like, they're not even going to get that many. Like, wow.
That is crazy.
So with that in mind, they play at New Orleans tonight against the Pelicans. Pelicans are favored by 5.5. I, of course, have to take the Bulls and take my lumps. Tony.
I'm going to go New Orleans.
You usually give me a little moral support, but not tonight.
I can't on this one.
No moral support tonight.
By the way, did you know the Jacksonville State nickname is the Gamecocks?
Thank you.
Is Zion Williamson playing
for New Orleans?
Here we go with this already.
We're starting in already with that, huh?
Yes,
he's motivated.
He's skinny. Skinnier.
I'll say Pelicans.
Pelicans, yeah. Well, I'm just giving money away there. The Intuit Dome debuts tonight in Los Angeles.
Oh, the Clip Boys.
The Clips, home opener. Are you into going up to the Intuit Dome at some point?
I think
point?
I am.
Everybody
I
says it's
I
pretty
I got a connection there. I got a connect there.
All right.
Oh, hey, now. We're going to talk of the break.
Hey.
It's not going to bring you or I.
I think it would be nice.
We're down the list on that. Intuit Dome.
Who's going to drive?
I'll drive.
Yeah, I'm a DD. You want to go on his car or mine?
I'll take his car.
I'll take Tony's car.
I'm going then.
I'll drive whatever car you want me to.
You're not driving my car.
Oh, I would totally. I am very responsible.
But you're not driving my car.
It's not that you can't drive his car. It's that he won't let you drive his car.
All right. Clippers are home to Phoenix tonight at the Intuit Dome. Phoenix is favored by 5.
Ooh.
And
no Kawhi tonight.
No Kawhi. Tony's up. Phoenix 5 at the Clippers.
I can't pick the Clippers. Give me Phoenix.
Yeah, that's against your thinking.
I know they got a nice new shiny facility and all.
Yeah, did they debut the Intuit Dome?
And they got one out. They opened the one up out here too. They're a little minor league.
Front
joint.
Waiver, yeah. Phoenix, you said -5?
Correct.
I'm gonna go Clips.
Not a boy.
The Suns have been so disappointing over the years, right?
They got Durant and they got Beal and they got Booker.
And what happened?
There's still
Beal,
nothing
Book,
last year.
Beal, Book, Durant.
That's a lot. Clippers have not even Paul George anymore.
No.
Who do the Clippers have? Harden?
James.
Is Harden playing by himself tonight?
James the Beard Harden.
Who else do the Clippers have? I got to do a little research myself.
Chris Kaman. I heard he's coming back.
Kaman. Wowzers.
The Clippers lineup is looking a little light.
I can't even think who's in that bad
There's
boy.
No Norman Powell is our guy from, here. That's Storm and Norman.
He's in there?
I mean, he's on the lineup.
Yeah, he's in the roster.
Does Russell Westbrook play for the Clippers?
No, he's with Denver.
No.
That guy moves around more than James Harden does.
The Clippers are looking a little light. I'm going to have to go with Phoenix here. Sorry, Scrib.
You don't have to apologize to me.
All right. The highest number over under for scoring points tonight of all of the NBA games belongs to Tyrese Maxey. 76er. 29.5 points over under as they play the Bucks. Now, I think the reason he's got all these points is because Joel Embiid is not playing.
And Paul George.
And Paul George, thank you. So Tyrese Maxey's got to carry the load against the Bucks. Scraby, will he be over 29.5 points? It's the highest number in the league tonight.
I'm going to go over.
You're going to go over.
Yep.
I will say one thing about Tyrese Maxey and watching him play. He will give you your money's worth.
Yes, he will.
I think he'll shoot enough to go over 29.5, so I'll take him. Tony?
Yeah, I'll take it too.
Over, over, over. Steph Curry, 4.5 three-pointers tonight in his debut at Portland.
Book it!
And Chris is first. I'm going to say under. I think that's a lot. Steph eases into the season. Although he could make five in the first quarter and then I lose my money.
He can just throttle back.
Tony, you're going over?
Over.
Scraby?
Over.
Over. Wow, you guys are both jumping on that. And we got one NHL game tonight, the Washington Capitals at the Philadelphia Flyers. It's the only game on the board. Washington is favored by 1.5. They're 4-1. The Flyers are 1-4. Alex Ovechkin is 41 goals away from catching
Gretzky. Still 41. He didn't get one recently.
He didn't get one the other night, but he still needs 41. He's got one this year. Tony, who do you like here? The Caps or the I don't think you can do the Flyers in one syllable like we're supposed to.
The Flies.
Flies.
The Flies, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys just done? Are you guys just doing the one finger salute to each other constantly throughout the show?
He wasn't doing one finger. He was just pointing. He was being funny. He says 316.
Chris, check my watch.
Well, if you make a pick, I mean, who'd you
Caps.
Take?
The Flies.
Yeah, you took the Flies.
Caps.
Flies.
He actually put Flies in here.
Caps. Flies at home. Getting the 1.5. Traffic's coming up next. More Gwen and Chris after that. We've got to hurry. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the time. It's Chris Ello. It's Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Matt Scraby. Spend most of the day trying to tell us what to do. We're not really paying a whole lot of attention. We haven't talked about our fantasy football league this year, probably because all three of us are 3-4. None of us are excited about it.
I had to battle to get back here, so I'm feeling pretty good. Right
you
now.
Won your last two to get back to 3-4.
Yeah.
Scraby, whose name is Champ, is here.
Well, I'm the champ of the league.
We understand that.
Well,
most people don't run around and pat themselves on the back the entire following season by calling them their name. Champ is here.
Well, most people aren't me, Chris.
Which is a good thing.
You clearly haven't met Scraby, apparently.
I have the case in this league that you have a ton of points scored against you. I've scored a decent amount of points. Mm-hmm. And I actually wanted to ask you guys about something about our league for next year.
Next year already.
Yes, because I've been talking to someone who's doing one of those points leagues where you get a win if you're in the top six of points scored that week. And so your record, so it doesn't have anything to do with a head-to-head matchup. You set your lineup, and then if you score the most points, 1 through 6, you get a win. 7 through 12, you get a loss.
You know what this is like?
What?
This is like the Dodgers getting beaten after the having the bye and then wanting the rules changed to kind of fit where they're at.
I'm the defending champ. I already like won the old way.
I don't like this because then I can't root against anybody.
Right.
I'd be rooting against everyone in football every weekend. Yeah, that would be too much.
Fun. It's not it.
It's hard enough to root against one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, and somebody's tight end.
Right. A flex.
And a flex.
Yeah.
But if I have to root against every player in the league, it wouldn't be fun. It would be too much.
I think it would be fun just because, A, I've never played in one of those before, and B...
Well, go play in one.
Chris wants me out of the league.
Well, you know, you were the guy pushing to kick people out of the league in past years.
Well, yes, because there are certain people in the league.
Are you going to kick Sammy Lev out? He's 2-5. He's off to a bad start, Sammy Lev.
Yeah, Sammy, I told you got to have a good showing in your first year or else you're
on the chopping block, buddy.
Odd Thomas is at 6-1.
God, that's so annoying.
So is our guy from KSON,
and
John.
And so is our KSON guy, John. 6-1. They're the two
John is usually,
division leaders.
To be fair, John is consistently at the top of the leaderboard.
Consistency good. I'm playing him this week. The odds
good
say
luck.
That I'm favored by 9.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't mean I'll win.
Give it to him.
But, I'm going to give him my best.
Now, in another league with my friends, which has the punishment, last place punishment, I am one of the teams. I'm 6-1.
Wait, what is the punishment? Do you guys come up with
I don't remember what the punishment is this year.
Is this the same group that had you won where it was like a Speedo? Or
yes, I ran the 5K, the Rock and Roll 5K.
That you never ended up having to do.
No, because they forgot. And I did all my notifying. I did all of my stuff to the T. They could not... bring me a costume, so I didn't wear one. But I'm 6-1 in that league, second fewest points scored, and least points against. So I'm getting real lucky in that league.
Yes, that sounds like you are.
Second fewest, and then most.
Yeah.
And we are down to 8 points. Teams in the Survivor
Correct.
Pool for the belt.
Yes, 8 teams.
8 teams are still left, and it's the same 8 that were left last week.
Yeah, they all picked. There's only one team that was picked twice last week. Everybody else picked a bunch of different ones.
Got it.
So it's, what is it, week 8 now?
Week 8 is coming up.
Man,
the Kansas City Chiefs, by the way, today traded for DeAndre Hopkins.
It's a nice move for them.
How close to a 99 is he now? Because I remember when he became, he was a 99,
and
I was like...
It used to irritate
me. It irritated me because I never thought he was that good.
He's probably like a 90 now.
He's a 90 now?
Yeah. 88.
All right. The other NFL news, Bryce Young will be back in the lineup for the Panthers.
Good for Bryce. Maybe not.
He gets back in there after Andy Dalton was hurt in that car crash earlier this week. Nothing serious for Andy Dalton, but... Bryce Young will get back in there for the Panthers. And the other NFL note just came in here a little bit ago. Robert Saleh is back working for
49ers.
The Packers. He has joined Matt LaFleur in what they're calling, quote, a fluid role. Saleh was at practice today, keeping an eye on the offense. LaFleur and Saleh have a long history.
Wait, he's keeping an eye on the offense?
Today he was, but he's going to do some other things. Okay. He's just going to do all kinds
of... It's fluid.
Saleh has been staying at LaFleur's house this week.
That sounds kind of awkward.
Well, it seems a little... It kind of sounds awkward to me, but, you know, I mean, I guess Saleh doesn't live in Green Bay, so... You know, he's got to have somewhere to go.
There's not any hotels in Green Bay.
If you want to go even more awkward, they shared an apartment... that had 2 beds and a kitchen table, but no chairs.
Okay.
As assistants in 2004 at Central Michigan.
That they knew each other for a long time.
They've known each other for a long time. 2004.
Okay, that makes sense.
They were together at Central Michigan.
So, Chippewas.
I don't think, yes, the Chips. I don't think that hurts the Packers. Saleh's a pretty good, pretty smart guy.
Especially if he starts messing around with that defense over there. That's his forte.
Did you guys hear the new thing about Kyle Shanahan?
No, we don't really pay much attention to 49ers.
Well, did you hear about the locker room talk that the reporters saw him and Brock Purdy having after the game on Sunday? Apparently,
Wait, hold on. Time out. Before we pursue this.
Yes.
Is there any truth to what you're about to say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He addressed it. Yeah, okay. He did. So he was talking to Brock Purdy after the game with John Lynch, and all the reporters were, like, standing in the corner, and Kyle Shanahan's, like, back was to them, and it looked like they were kind of having a spirited conversation. And then John Lynch points to the reporters, and Kyle Shanahan looks over his shoulder and is like, oh. And then he starts, like, joking around with Brock Purdy, and then they asked him about it. He said, oh, it's no big deal. We were just talking after the game like we usually do. And the reporters were like, they've never talked after the game. So, and he said that the reporters were creepers. And they're saying also...
Who's they?
Like, reporters and things, and like prognosticators are saying that this is how Kyle Shanahan does things. Once he can't get what he needs out of his quarterback, he throws them to the wolves. Which is kind of true.
I've seen that.
Trey Lance.
Ego.
Jimmy G.
Ego.
That's about it. Brock Purdy might be next.
Brandon Allen is your next quarterback. Do you know who that is, even?
Yeah, I think he played for the Rams a couple years ago.
I don't think he's going to throw Brock Purdy away.
Yeah,
for Brandon Allen.
He don't have a Brock Purdy sitting on that bench over there behind Brock Purdy.
I think maybe Kyle Shanahan's thinking, wow, is this the guy we want to give $60 million to?
Okay.
Game manager.
So sorry to see the 49ers collapsing before our eyes.
There's some major drama going on.
And you guys got the Cowboys this week, right?
Oh, yeah, that's an easy game, though.
How about them Cowboys?
What if they beat you guys?
That would be code red.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because the 49ers
because they can't stop the one thing that the 49ers do better than everybody, which is run the football.
49ers may not win another game until December 22nd when they go to Miami. Their next six games are Dallas, Tampa Bay, Seattle, Green Bay, Buffalo, Chicago, Rams, who already beat them.
I think the Rams are going to...
Yeah, I know. They may win one of those games, too.
So Seattle owes you guys because you guys snuck away.
But they're coming down to Santa Clara. And Christian McCaffrey's supposed to be coming back soon.
Maybe.
I just find it ironic. You and I were all excited about the 49er-Dolphin game this year, which is December 22nd, like
You're
I said
You're not as excited anymore?
Well, I mean, both teams could be like six games under 500 by then.
It's the toilet bowl.
It could be. All right, we'll take a break because we're running late talking about Scraby stuff. See, this is how it goes.
No, I told you guys.
Nah, this is how it goes. You bring up the 49ers, then we got to rag on them for a few minutes, and then we're out over time.
Tricks us every time.
We're coming back with Gwen and Chris FAQ. Find out what that all means.
3:37 on the clock. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit SpiroCuisine.com. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, getting set for a little, what is this called again? FAQ?
Gwynn and Chris FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions.
Let's get to it.
Designed to embarrass us. Take it away, Scraby, since there's no intro for this.
Yes,
I will
correct.
Just introduce the host of this segment.
Oh,
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are the
Matthew
host.
Complaining Scraby.
Side note, Zion Williamson is already missing his first game of the year, everybody. I'm not kidding either. He's got an illness or something.
That's funny.
Dude will find any way not to play, huh?
I'm not participating in this with you, Scraby.
He will find any way to take a night off.
He sneezed on his way to the game, and he doesn't want to put anybody else in harm's way.
He's got the sniffles. All right, so here's how it works. We have four types of questions. We have Chris questions, Tony questions, Scraby questions, and then group questions. Chris is going to roll the die. Anything from 1 to 3 will tell us who's going to answer. 4 through 6 is a group question. So, Chris, go ahead and roll.
Who's 1, 2, or 3? Who's who?
Chris is 1, Tony is 2, I am 3.
I'm not lying. It's a 3.
Oh, it's a me question.
Scraby has to answer the first
Chris,
question.
Chris, do you have the questions in front of you? You're going to have to choose a question for me.
Oh, I can choose
section.
Any question
any
I want.
Any question
out
on
here?
That list, yes.
Okay. These are no good yet. Oh, those are Chris questions. Here we go.
He's looking through the questions.
What food do you think should be illegal?
Oh.
Just
Only Scravy could answer a question
like
this.
If I could ban one food from this earth, it's probably Chris's crackers. And
oh,
I'm not kidding.
You knew that was coming, you. Chris.
I am not kidding. I hate those things so much.
Why?
I don't know.
What is it about?
I don't know. It's something that I'm not sure of. But if we are actually going to choose a food item, any sort of fish, get out of here. So gross. Fish,
get out of here.
Fish is disgusting. So there. That food should be illegal. Fish.
Has anybody out there ever gone to dinner and ordered fish and they bring the whole fish?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And the eye is looking at you?
I don't know if I've had the eye.
Oh,
but I've had
I
a
have.
Whole fish.
I had to send it back.
Really?
Yeah,
you
I couldn't
eat
do
around
it.
The eye, man.
No. No, I didn't like that.
You wanted the eye not there.
I wanted the whole head not there,
oh.
But the eye included. I mean, for some reason, it seemed like I was really eating something as opposed to a piece of fish. I know it's the same. I know it's the exact same. But it was just what it seemed like.
Okay. Someone in the chat says candy corn should be illegal. I love candy corn.
Agreed. My daughter loves
What's
candy
that,
corn.
What's that?
The small
orange and yellow triangles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get those up out of here. Black
I love
black
them.
Licorice. Get it out of here.
Get that out of here as well.
Get it out of here.
As well. Adam, our boss, said pickles and or mayonnaise.
Pickles. Get them out of here.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
I don't know about mayonnaise. What I can tolerate
Chris,
a little
who'd
bit.
Who'd you get?
Two.
Tony question.
Tony question. You ask.
All right. Let's see. Here's a good one. How do you react to stress and changes at work and in life?
Stress.
Yes.
I get quiet.
Oh, is that true?
That's very true. When I'm stressed, I generally stop talking.
But what's going on inside?
A lot.
Like,
there's a lot. I probably have to stop myself from having the conversations out loud that
you bite,
I'm having.
Bite your tongue.
That I'm having in
Not
my
a
head.
Bad move.
Yes.
Yeah, no, when I'm stressed, I usually go introvert.
How about when you're in a discussion with your wife?
Like, well, Chris, I am trying to learn how to not be reactive.
Yeah.
It's trying to do better at, like, I think sometimes when I'm having a passionate discussion with my wife, my radio voice can take over.
Oh, it can get loud.
I can okay. Not yelling,
project. Yeah, I get it.
And I'm working on keeping that permanently turned down.
I see. When I have a discussion with my wife, my radio voice, she'll start getting mad at me for talking too loud, and then we forget what we're arguing about.
That's virtually what I'm saying.
My wife will say, "Close the window," because you're talking too loud. She doesn't want anybody to hear that this is happening.
Right.
So then we have a big argument about the fact I'm talking too loud,
yeah.
And then 10 minutes go by, and then we're like, what were we arguing about?
That's good.
I don't even remember.
Hilarious, actually.
Yeah, it's happened.
That's hilarious.
It's
that's
happened.
A good one, Tony.
All right, good.
I just freak out. Everybody knows what's going on in my
yes,
mind.
Yes, we know.
Yeah, we all see, when Scravy's stressed, it comes through in every form of his life. Texting, you know he's stressed.
My hair usually is a mess.
It usually is clammy at that point.
I'm sweaty for sure.
Yeah,
I'm a little red in the face.
You're a dead giveaway when you're stressed.
And then I look up at the guys and they're like, oh, what's wrong? We have to talk about this, I see. All right, Chris, roll the die one more time.
There's another two. Give Tony a break. Five, all of us.
Okay, so a group question. This is a good one. We're going to start with you, Chris. What do you laugh at, but you shouldn't? I guess I could start because I have my answer.
Maybe that'll help me.
Okay. My answer, and Chris has called me evil for this before, and it's slightly evil, but when people get hurt, I laugh like crazy. My dad fell down the stairs one time, and it was like one of those movie things where it was like, doo, 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 doo. And then on the ground, and I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm actually hurt here. And it was just so funny to me.
I have.
Did you rush over to his aid at the very end?
After you were done laughing? He was actually hurt. Yeah, I went over there.
I know one thing I would laugh at, but I've never seen it before. I want one of those motorcycles that buzzes by me at 150 miles an hour to just lose a little balance and kind of have a safe crash into the bushes. You know, and I want to see it. Like, I want it to happen in front of me.
And you would laugh at it?
Yeah, I would laugh. I mean, I don't want the person on flames and, you know, in 14 different broken pieces.
That's an intrusive thought right there.
But, you know, when they whiz by in my car, like, where'd that guy, you know, I kind of want him to lose control and have a safe landing, but smash into something.
Okay.
That would cause me to laugh.
Tony?
I guess along the same lines. It doesn't have to be a motorcycle. It'd be a car, too. You know, one of those folks that is, like, dying to get by you.
Yeah,
right on your bumper, and you, like, move over, and they're, like, doing it to everybody. Yeah. You just, you know, you wish there's a highway patrolman up there somewhere. Whoop, 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 whoop.
And then you laugh as they're pulled over.
In my head, I envision it being able to, like, pull over close to that lane, roll my window down, and be like, ha!
Can you please do this next time? I told you guys that one time where I saw a guy speeding down the highway in the rain, and then I saw them crashed, and I was like, they weren't hurt or anything, but I was kind of happy about it. I was like, this is what you get for being an idiot.
It's pretty normal, I think.
Nate says, or what do you laugh at, but you shouldn't? Nate said, this show. Zing!
That's fine.
All right, Nate.
One, so that is a Chris question. Do you want me to do it, Tony?
I got you.
Okay. Because there's like five or six that I could totally see.
There's a couple of here, right here. How about this one? What is a subject you wish you could talk about on the radio?
Ooh. Like, meaning you've been in sports your entire career. Like, what other subject would you really want to get into?
Oh, I don't think I'm, well, I think first thing is I don't think I'm probably knowledgeable about another subject to have a radio show and talk about it.
But you're a broadcaster. I could see them giving you, like, a pop culture, well, never mind, let me take that back. I could see them saying, hey, I know you've never done it before, but why don't we give it a go?
I would like to be smart enough in the computer wizardry world to be able to do a show on that.
To do a show on computers?
To help people with their phones or computers, with their internet, it would be fun to be that guy.
Okay.
Because I'm so far from that guy. I don't know anything. And I'd like to know some of that stuff.
You would like to be an expert.
I guess that's where I'd go.
Okay.
But just the way the question was phrased.
What about politics?
No, thank you.
I've done news radio.
I'd want to do, like, economics. Like, if I knew enough about that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I could see something like that.
All right, let's roll again, Chris. Chris goes with computer
I got to say, not politics. Two.
That's me.
All right, Chris, you want to choose it or me?
I'll do this one for Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yes.
Tony Gwynn Jr.,
oh, the fourth one was great.
How do you react? You just said that one.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I may have taken that out. Maybe it's the fifth one.
If you could be better at one part of your job on this show, what would it be?
Remembering names.
Oh.
Very good. I was ready for that one.
Like, you were ready.
But I don't want you to ever remember names because I love when you say my man.
Like Jeff Goff?
No, if I could remember names like on a dime.
I can't do it either.
I can't either.
There's no way. I mean, there's too many people that
I kind of think
they know you, and you don't really know them.
You know there are people
or
who
you
are,
do, and you just can't place it.
You know how there are people out there that are really good at, like, getting a first and last name, like, reading it no matter how crazy it looks?
Yep.
I wish I could be that person.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
That'd be fun. That would be like a superpower to me. Being able to remember people's names. We got number six, another group question.
All right, a group question. Let's see. This one makes no sense, but I'm curious for the answers. Tony, you're up first. What's your favorite planet in the solar system and why?
Is Earth not in the running?
I mean, Earth is in the running,
I don't want to use Earth. I mean,
We already
stupid science.
Earth is quickly. So, you know, they're losing ground.
Saturn.
Really? Why is that?
I like the ring, and I like the fact that it's like. It's like below freezing, like it's super cold there.
Yeah, it's an inhabitable.
I don't know why I like it, but I just think that.
I think the rings are cool.
That one's kind of cool for me.
The rings are cool, Chris.
I was
going
to say Saturn because of the rings. I don't have anything else. I would give Uranus a look because of the other pronunciation.
I was waiting for someone to say that.
People do call it Uranus to avoid saying your anus, but. You know
Uranus.
What I mean?
Yeah. Uranus is a planet, hilarious. Everybody.
Uranus. Yeah.
You know, is Pluto... Pluto's not a planet anymore.
It's not
anymore.
Officially a planet anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
I really like... I really like Mars.
It's
Mars
the most
seems
inhabitable
very cool.
one, it seems like.
Yeah, but I feel like there's got to be something living on Mars. Yeah. And so one day we're going to find it, and one day they're going to come kill us all. So,
did you like the movie The Martian?
Yeah,
it was, you know, the book and then the movie with Matt
Damon. The movie was great, yeah.
That was a good one.
My mom watches that movie maybe every day.
Every day?
Yeah, not every day, but if there is a movie that she watches over and over, it's The Martian.
She likes that one.
Oh, good.
If the other planet might be like Jupiter because it's so big and it's got so many crazy storms, it's got the big spot on it. I think that's cool.
Okay. That's enough planet talk. Three,
which Scraby. Is a Scraby question. So, Tony, you go. Tony is deeply reading.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with the best one.
There's a couple on here I could ask you. What is your worst breakup story? Have we heard this already?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay, let's go to this one.
It was the.
Do you really
Ohio.
Hate Apple as much as you say you do, or is it a bit?
1,000,000% I hate
you,
Apple.
You do
and
not.
You don't hate Apple.
1,000,000% I hate Apple.
You don't
and
have
what they
to
have done to the text messaging
have
landscape.
You don't hate us to be us. Just
you
come
know,
on
now,
and join, brother.
If you guys update your phones, I'm starting to get connected with certain Apple people with the RCS because you can upgrade your phone or update your phone and it will allow you guys to text now on a secure text messaging. For a long time, the reason I hated Apple so much, I lost dates because I would text in the green and they would tell me, oh, I don't date green. And I'm like, wait.
Oh, you lost like actual dates?
Dates. Like they canceled on me because I was an Android person.
Well, they should.
Yeah, that's how it should go.
But right. Why do you hate Apple because of that?
That's not Apple's fault.
Apple's fault because they refused to let anybody text together. Apple is the one holding this all up because of the iMessage thing.
It's the trifling ladies you were trying to date that said, I don't want to date you because you got
Android.
I mean, your ladies that you're trying to date are just like looking for an excuse.
This is a good one. They're textist.
They are textist.
Tony knows that this is a 100% true hatred.
I don't get why.
We never understood
because
why.
Everybody always puts Android. There was a comedian once, and he was black, and he said, "I'm black, and the most discrimination I face is when I text someone who has an iPhone because I have an Android." That says something to me, Tony.
He's an experienced double time. Then I mean, that's rough for him.
All right, Chris. Next one. Get me out of here.
Two
is a Tony question.
Bring it.
What's the weirdest food combination you really enjoy?
Weirdest, huh?
Yeah, like not oxtail because that's
I like I like frozen grapes and honey, but
that's Tony's
thing. Is that a weird one?
I don't know, but that was something.
At the time
it was offbeat.
I definitely
oxtail for Thanksgiving. You're the number one oxtail man on Thanksgiving. I think of you every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think maybe it is grapes and frozen grapes and honey.
Frozen grapes and honey.
It's a great snack. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm
trying to think of something else that Tony's eats. Food combination. Maybe that.
Those noodles?
The stinky noodles every day, but they're not like bad smelling like Chris's crackers.
The cracker thing is just a little bit crazy, honestly.
It really
we've got
to
get past that at some point.
Let's keep this show on time. That was a nice Gwen and Chris FAQ. Now we move on to Lil Chris versus the fans on the other side.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.